Now listen to the second part of the listening and write the names. Common British family names. Some surnames come from occupations. For example, the family name Potter. A potter is someone who makes dishes from clay, or to put it more simply, makes pots. Another surname that comes from an occupation is Smith. A smith is a person who works with metal. Some names are quite obvious. Cook, for instance. Other names are less obvious because the occupations have died out or are rare. The surname Cooper is a good example of this. A cooper is a person who makes barrels. Some common surnames come from places, both place names and landscapes. So we can find surnames that come from a city such as London, or even a country, Ireland. Surnames from geographical features are more widespread. Two common ones are Woods and Hill. Perhaps the most common origin of family names is from patronyms. This means that the surnames come from the father's first name. There are several main kinds. Firstly, those with the suffix son added. Take the surname Robinson, for example. Robinson means the son of Robin. Johnson means the son of John. And Williamson is the son of William. And so on. There's a short form of son. This is where S is added instead. So rather than Williamson, we have Williams. Other common examples are Jones and Roberts. Some Scottish and Irish names use prefixes. Mac, spelled either M-A-C or M-C, means son of. MacDonald, for example, means son of Donald. O is Irish for grandson of. So the surname O'Connor means grandson of Connor. Popular first names. Time to turn to some popular first names. For boys, we have Oliver, Jack, Harry, Thomas, and James. And for girls, some current favorites are Emily, Jessica, Sophie, Lily, and Isabel. Street names. High Street is the most common street name in Britain. Its origins have nothing to do with the streets being physically higher, but in the meaning of high as superior. Many street names use titles of British royalty. For example, Queen Street. Often a particular monarch's name is used. Queen Victoria reigned from 1837 to 1901, and pretty much every town or city has a Victoria Street. Nearby you may find an Albert Street, named after Queen Victoria's husband, Prince Albert. Many roads and streets take their name from important town landmarks or places. We often see a park street or a church road. Likewise, railway stations were a focal point of towns. So Station Road is one of the most common names.